When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. They can be big, they can be small, but when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and try to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I know I constantly need to vent or bounce ideas off somebody or just be heard. You guys need to check out BetterHelp. Therapy is, I think, great for everybody personally. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2judgy today and you can get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2judgy. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And this week we travel to the Hamptons with the ladies of New York.
I love second episode. We're already going on a trip. I think we can really get to know each other when you're stuck in a house for 3 days together.
This is also interesting about this cast because there really aren't any previous friendships, it seems like. Because like Salt Lake, right? We had like the cousins, although I think they only found out after, but we had like Lisa and Meredith. Like there were still connections within. This is like a brand new cast. Like there really aren't any.
No, it seems lines. Like they were all like acquaintances in some way or knew of each other type of thing. Clearly, like Jenna's like kind of like the number one girl in the group.
Yeah. Yeah. She is the number one girl in the group.
Well, okay, if you had to compare these women to the first cast of Roni ever, so
okay.
Let's do, okay, who is the Bethany? I think we know it's Brynn.
Yeah.
Bethany is Brynn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then,
which is funny because her daughter's name is Brynn. I mean, full circle.
Who is the Jill Zarin? I'm going to say Aaron?
Yes. Okay.
She has her house in the Hamptons. She's like the New York girl. She's married.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I don't think she's as obnoxious. She's not as obnoxious as Jill is like in your face, but yeah.
Doesn't take the bullshit.
Yeah. We could do that. That would be fine. We could say that.
Okay. Who is the Lou of the group?
I kind of would say Sai.
Oh, okay.
Because Sai kind of where she's like, I don't know what kind of ply toilet paper she has. Like, I feel like that's kind of like this like countessy.
Sure. I'll agree with that. Also, okay. Sai bringing toilet paper as a gift is not okay.
Why? That's also so like, I'm sorry, but I cannot imagine that Aaron is ever buying one ply. I think whenever there was even a toilet paper shortage during COVID, she never stooped to that one ply that you could only get on the Amazon, you know?
I'm sorry, Sai. Do you have a home in the Hamptons?
Yeah. Where's your home, Sai? And where is 6,500 square feet, Sai? I don't think so. I don't think
okay.
so.
Okay. Who is the Ramona?
Sai? I think she's a cousin.
No, but Sai is Lou.
Maybe Uba is the Ramona in this case with the topping rose. Like, yes. Just walking into the kitchen, she just thinks, you know, that should be fine.
Yeah. So wait, we did Bethany,
Alex. Alex, I would say, is Jessel. Jessel is the Alex. Jessel also, after this episode, I was like, oh, Jessel's out of her league here.
She was like, I am not a large.
Like, she just, but just even with like the labels, she's like, oh, I got to bring out my labels. And Jenna's like, that's so not cool. She's like, oh shit, it's not cool.
I agree that Alex is the Jessel. Jessel is the Alex.
Mm-hmm. And I think there's only five in the first season of Roni, right? So Jenna's kind of on her own.
Okay. That's fair.
Well, I mean, Jenny, again,
Jenna's like kind of like the Kathy Hilton. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
Just like in their own categories.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
And I loved getting to know Jenna more this episode. Let's start from the top.
I found it interesting about Jenna. Sorry. Okay. We'll get there when we get there. Okay. Let's start from the top.
So we're going to the Hamptons. Is it fall or is it winter?
It's definitely.
Off season.
It's probably like an October 20th.
Okay.
Before
Halloween.
Winter starts that 21st.
Okay. Got it.
We're still technically in fall. You know, Uba's going to pick up Sai. I'm like, okay, Sai annoyed me this episode too, because here are things that I don't like. I don't care if you're an influencer. I hate if I'm at dinner and someone's like, oh, don't do that. Let me get a picture first. Because they want to post it. Now, if you want to get a picture because you need to, like, you want to, like, send and just be like, you wouldn't believe the meal we had. I just want to share this with you. Okay, but when you're, like, posing two martinis next to each other, you're bringing, like, eight garment bags to take photos. It's exhausting.
I am always the type of person, though, if you can drive in the car on a vacation, you're 100% overpacking. I mean,
wait, what? Like, say that again?
If you are driving in a car on a vacation, you're 1,000% overpacking.
Oh,
because you can't.
Like, you're bringing more bags because you don't have to check your luggage, kind of thing.
Exactly. I am bringing a swimsuit for every single day. I'm bringing
3 days.
I'm going to bring at least 4 bathing suits then.
Okay.
So I might feel bloated one day. I might want to have a sexy shot in this one. This might be my.
Okay. So you're still in the zipped part of your suitcase that separates the sides, though, if you're bringing 4 bathing suits. Okay.
It's the shoes, because if I'm going to go on this type of trip, okay, I need a workout shoe.
Okay. That's a running shoe that you, okay.
A couple types of heels. I need a sandal to get to the pool in and out, like a flip flop.
Okay.
I need
a fancier sandal.
Yeah, like, you know, a going out sandal to wear white jeans or something. Well, you can't wear white past the Labor Day in the Hamptons, but you know what I'm saying.
You need a
dressy sandal.
Yeah, a dressy sandal. You get two heels here, okay?
The boots. I would probably bring my Uggs to be comfortable at night in my lingerie, you know? So you're bringing 7 pairs of shoes for 3 days.
Okay, fine. So you got one side of your suitcase.
The suitcase is full now.
The four bathing suits. And I'm going to give you your toiletries bags plus a makeup bag. So I'm giving you a carry-on away suitcase right now. And that's full. Now fill the checked luggage for me and the 8 garment bags. Fill that for me. For 3 days.
Well, I think each garment bag has one outfit.
One outfit. Okay. Yeah.
So she brought 8 outfits.
And I still checked luggage. It just, to me, was like, okay.
A little over the top.
It's like, I felt like it was one of those things where you're like doing it because you're on camera and it's like funny.
Yeah. No, I understand.
It wasn't that funny to me. It's actually like kind of annoying where it's like, come on. Like, come on.
Okay, so Aaron's house in Sag Harbor is gorgeous. It's 5 bedrooms, 7 bathrooms.
Jumping in really quick here. Here's what bothers me about Aaron compared to like the first episode where I say like she's a tryhard. She does not need to try hard. She is rich in her own right. Like, I felt like it's, I'm like, you can give minimal effort here.
I never got the try hard thing.
I know
her.
You love her.
I love that she set out the pajamas. She already knew what rooms each girl was going to be in. She decides to pivot from the cheese plate and elevates and does caviar. She's like, who doesn't like caviar?
Or a high-low on a Pringle.
Shut up, Sai. The thing about caviar is it is delicious on a Ruffle potato chip with some creme fraiche and a little caviar. 10 out of 10. And I've never tried it with a Pringle, but I imagine just as good.
It's the saltiness of the Pringle and the crunch.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like, You know,
it's so obnoxious. Also, if you don't like something, you don't have to eat it. You can pretend. Did you learn when you were in kindergarten, when you went to someone's house and they had you over for dinner, you just swallow. You just pretend you like it. You say please and thank you. Stop.
You have a bite and then you kind of push it around so it looks like you've eaten.
Yes. Also, it's not my problem that you didn't eat lunch. Why would I serve you lunch at 4 o'clock when we're going to the 7 o'clock dinner? You were going to show up and you were going to have some caviar. You were going to have some appetizers. You were going to have some champagne. I noticed you got the Veuve Rosé, which is absolutely delicious. I don't think Aaron could do much more for these people.
So the Hamptons is about what? From our learnings on Summer House, seems to be about 3 to 4 hours on a weekend trip. But we're in fall, so it's not even that far. So I'm like, so you guys are leaving at noon at the earliest, let's just say noon. So you should have had lunch. And she also told you she was having caviar and you said you were going to bring things, but you guys didn't stop. Okay,
also,
fine.
But you also, could gone to Dairy Queen on the way out there. I don't know if they have Dairy Queens. There's McDonald's. I know there's fast food on the way. I just know it.
Well, but also I'm like, okay, fine. That was a fruit on their own, but I love that Aaron's
banana.
I mean, Uba, you're eating 5 or 6 a day. Did you miss the time window for the banana for the afternoon? But I also was like, Aaron was like, did she not have other food in her house?
Well, I'm sure they haven't been there in like 6 weeks. Summer's over. She doesn't have a fully stocked fridge. She's like, I'm going to have a nice app for you guys. We're eating dinner at 7.
I'd like to know more about the money that Aaron comes from, because I'm sorry, but she's not making it in real estate. She might here and there. I'm going to prove me wrong. I'm happy to be proven wrong, because I just don't think she's a top seller.
I actually think she got,
I think she's more of a flipper, which I like.
I mean, that's exactly what they did. They bought like this.
I know, which is, I mean, their house
her and her husband, they were both Hamptonites growing up.
Their family's Hampton. And then they decided they wanted their own house. And I love what, I mean, it literally looks like she bought, you know, a quote unquote piece of shit, but like, let's be real. Like, you still,
it had some wallpaper.
Yeah. And then she flipped it and it's it's beautiful. That house is just stunning. Like Bethany shaking. Not on the highway, you know?
Right. Okay. Let's see. Only 7 minute drive from Provisions, which I'd love to go to that store. Okay. So
that was where it was closed.
Right. So I'm on Aaron's listing site on Douglas Allerman.
Okay. What are you finding?
She's got some really expensive homes on here. Like one home is $63 million.
Another one, is it like Davina on Sunset?
46, Sunset? 29.
Where are they?
In New York, in Manhattan.
Wow. Okay.
She's got one in Soho, 16.9. Okay. On 20th Street, $16 million. I mean, these can't
be. Am I finding reasons not to like her? Is that just what it is? I'm really committing to
that. Yeah, I don't know why you don't like her.
There's something just off-putting about her to me. I just think that maybe it's like my inner self that's just really, there's just something off that I'm like sometimes I feel like there's like an A or B situation of how you can react to something. And I'm like, oh, she should do A, but she does like B. Like when they all arrived, they were like, oh, can you help us grab bags? She's not wearing shoes. No. And I was like, that was not welcoming to me. But now she could have been put off because Cy gave her toilet paper. And so she's like, fuck these bitches. But I'm also like, oh, maybe, I mean, we didn't see Cheesegate, so that's like not on camera. But maybe she's also like nervous about, like, it's kind of like Jenna last week, right? Like these women that she doesn't really know is kind of coming into her house. Yeah. And like maybe she's just like on edge in the sense of like, oh, if they're coming into my house, they're going to, you know, for the cameras, they're going to give reasons of why. If they did this with Cheesegate, why would they do this with my house?
I think you actually have the wrong impression of Aaron.
I am thinking too much, aren't I?
I'm going to have caviar. If they don't want to eat it, then fine. They can go to Provisions. Like I'm being more than a gracious host. I put out some pajamas for you. I already picked the room, so there's no issues. I'm welcoming you into my home. I'm going to, I have everything planned out, but you bitches want a specific coffee. You can't eat breakfast before we work out. Like they're just being obnoxious nothing to bring. I bought toilet paper.
I mean, well, it's funny too, though, because Aaron's like, I never come empty handed to anybody's house. And then they flash back to last week where she's like, I didn't bring anything. I'm empty handed.
Which I did not like. But she's making it up for this week with these caviar people, you know?
Yeah, I think I'm just, there's just some. I'm
you don't like just, her for no reason. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. It's okay.
I want to like her. I just, there's just.
You don't want to like her. You just already hate her. It's okay. I like her. Mm-hmm. Okay, Uba was like, I don't even want to stay in this house. She was trying to get a hotel room. She's like, I really need some alone time. We find out more about her this week. She does not drink. Mm-hmm. She is a spark. She's a fire. She's a firework. I love her.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think she's fine. She came off a little too much where it was like, again, I said, but like, we'll get there at like the restaurant. But I like that. Like, I'm like, okay, I like that we're already figuring issues out, right? Jessel doesn't have sex with her husband. Jessel had all the power in the relationship before they were married because P was very into her. They were roommates. They were sleeping with other people, dating other people until finally her mom said something, you know? And then like, hey, did you know he's in love with you? She's like, oh, okay, great. So I'm going to say, again, I don't know, but there's been a power dynamic switch. And here's the problem for me. Mm-hmm. You're not having sex with your husband for over a year. They're going to get it somewhere else because men are animals and trash.
Also, her excuse for not having sex is a little odd.
It's also not odd to me. I can understand.
No. Wait. She says at first it's been 1 year. She hasn't had sex since the babies.
Yes.
And then you kind of figure out also she didn't have sex when she had the babies either. Because someone says 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe she
it became like a transaction for her. She was having a really hard time with fertility. Does 5 rounds of IVF.
Hasn't told her mom yet, but will be since there's cameras. Those are always my favorite things. They're like, my mom doesn't know. And I'm like, if you look to the right, there's a camera. If you look up, there's probably lighting. If you remember, you're mic'd.
Right. You're actually talking to a producer about this right now.
Correct. So if you haven't told your mom yet, now would be a good time.
Yeah.
You know, just saying. I can understand. Like, I can understand you not feeling. She said, like, I don't feel like kind of like right on. And I'm sure, again, I've never had a baby, so it's just your hormones are everywhere. And like, yeah, if you felt it was like transactional, you weren't having fun with it. It's probably harder to get back into it. Now, here's the thing: I wouldn't be saying it on camera.
Right.
That's a secret I'm gonna keep to myself.
I think it's also kind of one of those things where maybe you stop doing it and then. You just keep stop doing it. And
if you,
it's hard to
if
get
you don't
back
use
into.
It, will you lose it? Steve Carell, 40-year-old virgin.
I think that's exactly what happens.
I mean, look.
She doesn't even use a vibrator.
Oh. Did she say that? Oh, I missed that part. Oh, I just.
They were like, we need to get you a good vibrator.
Jessel, you're showing too many of your cards here. And that's why you're the Alex McCord. You're just trying to get in and sharing too much. And it's going to be used against you later. It will, because if you recall, when you put this out on camera and then you live it in the moment, you have to relive it after it airs.
Right. That's
Jasmine Silas.
Facts.
I'm looking at you guys. Relive it all. Okay. I know that's not this, but I'm just saying when we put our stuff out there on camera, we then have to talk about it again.
Right. That makes sense.
The wounds reopen.
Yes. Okay. Well, I'm obsessed with Jenna Lyons. She is such a cool girl. She comes up in like this vintage blue Mercedes. She's has like a lot of trepidation. She's pretty nervous. She's never been on a girls trip.
She's never had a sleepover, except, you know.
Right. She really likes her alone time. But then we find out, I think it's really interesting because the last episode, I was like, she really wanted like affection from this mother and that type of thing.
Yeah.
And then we find out about her own mother. So mm-hmm. Has her mother passed? That was unclear.
I want to see.
Her mom was really sick. So she has her own Hamptons house, about 1,500 square feet. She decided to rent it. Then her mother got really sick and it seems like the mother moved in there. But they didn't have a very close relationship because the mom has Asperger, so mm-hmm. has challenges showing affection and love, that type of thing. So was kind of cold growing up. Yes. So she's obsessed with Jessel's mom because she like wanted her warmth and her touch. Mm-hmm. And then I like literally died when she was like, your mom's so gorgeous. She's stunning. What happened to you? I think she like literally meant that for real though.
But they look exactly alike.
I just like kind of laughed. I was like, for some reason, I feel like there's a lot of truth to that joke. I don't know. Why are we being so mean to Jessel already?
Let's take a quick break and come back and question that.
Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start just, I'll like do a 10-minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com. The weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I recently updated my wardrobe, and I hate spending a fortune on that kind of stuff, especially like summer clothes, because I feel like they like get a lot of wear and tear. But I have been using Quince for over a year now, and they have such timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. They have this European linen. I have their white button-downs. They have dresses. They have blouses, shorts, and they're starting at $30. Also, they have these cute washable silk tanks. Everything they have is timeless. They even have 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% off less than similar brands. They partner directly with top factories, and Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Cordy and I are simply both obsessed. You guys have to go to their website. You can literally update your entire wardrobe for the summer at a very affordable price and really high quality stuff. All their linen is fantastic. I even throw it in the dryer. It just wears super well. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/judgy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/judgy to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/judgy. I have been using Whey products for years now. That's O-U-A-I. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight, everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours, plus it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson, then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus, their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Whey. Be frizz-free and go to THEOUAI.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG, always getting 15% off. Check out Whey. Investing can feel super intimidating and people don't know exactly where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. And you really don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invests your money for you. I know I'm someone that is not a finance major and investing seemed really challenging. Like I didn't know where to start, and Acorns has helped me so much. Head over to acorns.com/judgy to download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to possibly promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/judgy. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisor LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. Underwear drawers are like the wild, wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases ago, pairs from 5 different brands with 5 different fits. And when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now, I felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, and my other pairs have to all go because MeUndies is all I can reach for. I'm hooked, and honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. I love them because you can get your classic black, and then they also have like super fun expressive prints. I have these great shamrock ones, you know, when I'm feeling lucky. Plus, they come in all sizes. They have extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. They also have really great loungewear. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Go to their loungewear section. Super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies. They even have an activewear collection. It's super soft. And it's just unmatched comfort. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Go to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. That's MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
I guess it's because she's Alex of the group, huh?
She's low hanging fruit here. I'm going to be honest too. The vibe, I missed Bryn.
Oh, don't worry. She's going to come back. Episode 3.
I know, but I'm just saying I missed her this episode. You know, she's obviously something sick. She needs to potentially get a steroid shot. It didn't seem to help her. She's still sick. I missed her.
Okay, that's fair. Wait, going back to Jessel, I think it's interesting that the girls are like, well, you give him blowjobs, right? And she's like,
oh my God, yes.
So to me, that's harder and worse than being a starfish. I don't know.
Yeah. It's a job. It's in the title.
I know. I'm just like, you'd rather do that than that? I don't know.
I think that
wouldn't be my choice.
But I also think it's something along the lines of not feeling pretty down there when you're doing the job, from what I hear, obviously. When you're doing the job, you know, it doesn't really require too much of you in your body, in a sense. Like, I feel like if you feel yucky about yourself, Ariana used to talk about this on Vanderpump Rules too, about like, you know, or like Ariana had like trauma over there. So it's like, I could just see it just being like, oh God, I just feel like my body is this machine and I'm not like, this is not, enjoyable, I don't know. And maybe she should share it because maybe other people do feel this and it's a relatable thing and a relatable storyline and people could say, oh God, I felt like that after kids too. So maybe that's there. My thought is just more about the intimate relationship you have with your husband and sharing this out there. And now like people around him know these things and, you know.
I don't think she's actually doing the job.
Oh.
I think she's pretending to the girls.
Oh.
And I love I love the rainbow room she got.
I also was like laughing too. And she's like, you know, maybe we just need a little kick up the butt. And like everybody on the production side too is like laughing when she's like in her interview saying it, because she's like, not that though. No, not that.
Not that
like,
way.
I don't want it in the butt.
In and out holes.
Yeah. None of them. There's no holes for Jessel.
No.
A mouth.
Okay. Moving on.
Okay. So then they're all talking, you know, as they're sitting on the couch. Again, I'm like, guys, we don't need to be talking about our sex lives here. I'm not a prude. I just, if I'm trying to get to know you, I don't know that I need to be like I was actually, I'm like, where was the segue? Like, how did Jenna know to bring lingerie for everyone? And what did I text you?
What did you text me?
I don't ever need a lingerie party with my friends.
Well, is
I
this
love you, Mary, but I don't need for you and I.
Is my, Jenna Lyons, does she own a lingerie company?
Is that what it is? These were from her line.
Where did these come from?
Where did they come from? Why? And then it was actually very interesting because, I mean, maybe it is where she says, you know, your mother's so pretty, like what happened to you kind of thing. I'm just saying like, maybe there is some truth in Jenna really not liking Jessel somehow.
I do think she did get the ugliest lingerie. I'm not going to deny that.
And it was, I know we're going forward, sorry, but I did want to mention, like, what was everybody's looks here? Like, Uba got a cute silk, like, one.
That could also, like, she could wear that as a dress.
I literally was like, she could put heels on
that.
And
it was
cute.
It was bold.
Even though she hated it. But then like a grandma.
Well, but yeah, then because, she said she loved it.
Because then I think she was like, this is actually pretty fucking rude that
right.
somebody gave me
a
gift.
She got the memo.
I loved Sai's look, that it was, you know, kind of like the satin pants and shirt with like a lace, like kind of bodysuit.
People could like literally wear that out at night.
Dorit has worn that out.
Right. I think she only got one piece though, and she added her black pajamas on top.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Aaron like got two pieces.
She had, yeah, like kind of like a bralette, a silk gold bralette and shorts, mm-hmm. like a robe. Hot. Jenna looked like she had a robe. Jessel's just looked out of place from the rest of them too. Everything else was kind of like this gold like the, and black, and then she had like teal,
like seafoam green.
Yeah, my favorite.
That is your favorite.
My favorite. But yeah, and it just was a little ill-fitting. But I could see, like, I just wouldn't have put it on.
I can understand.
Been like, I got lotion getting all over it. Sorry, she said lotion exploded. I'm like, I would have just said lotion got over. I'm so sorry. Here's my outfit. I can't wait to wear it when I have it cleaned.
I can understand being offended by the L. I can. I get that. She's not an L.
You know, here's the thing. If you ever have to buy sizes for people, a medium is always the way to go. Safe. It's a safe because it's like, unless you're like, hey, what are your sizes?
Right.
And then they give that. But I'm like, but a medium is always a safe way to go to not be offensive.
I'm really trying to figure out where these, like where this lingerie came from. Why was this a good idea? It has a beauty brand called Love Scene.
Okay.
What is Love Scene? Let's look it up.
I don't know.
It's direct to consumer. It looks like it's just probably makeup. I read about the lashes earlier.
Okay.
Yeah. Love Scene. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. We made lashes to fit different eye shapes, skin tones, ages, and moods.
Mm.
So that's her website. Okay. So I was right. It was so has nothing to do with lingerie.
Okay.
Let me see how much the lashes are. Just a curiosity. You know?
Yeah, just let us know. Also, I feel like
how much do you think they are?
What am I buying? Describe to me what I'm buying. Like a set of
a
fake
strip,
lashes. To
a
put
strip
on?
Of lashes. Mm-hmm.
I only get one.
Mm-hmm.
What are they made out of? Mink?
No, they look like CVS could sell these.
Okay, so instead of $8, are you going to tell me it's at least $27, aren't you?
$18.50.
Okay.
They look like just nice, normal. You can get the Cody. There's a Fern. There's an Etta.
Does it ever look like she's wearing lashes, though?
I have not noticed that trend for her.
Same. Okay. Also, last week I said that she was Taylor Swift. This week, she was giving me Gwen Stefani vibes in her confessional with that pulled back ponytail. I'm getting some Gwen Stefani.
Okay.
I recognize that they are reaches and that my mind is not sane when I'm watching this show. I do want to recognize that.
She's like Carrie Bradshaw to me.
Yeah, sure.
I am very fascinated by her, though. And I love that she won't say who she's dating.
And I love that Sai is so offended by that. It's like, again, she can choose what she wants. But I also felt like the trepidation on her side, like for her being like the coolest girl, like the star, like the like, you know, mom of the group, the one that has like her life, like most together. She's actually has so many insecurities and like neuroticisms in a way about her that like makes her really endearing and like this enigma wrapped in a riddle in cash, if you will.
Okay, you guys, she's dating a photographer named Cass Bird. Command copy. Let's look up this person.
Okay. I just love that she was just, but the story about her was so interesting. She's like, you know, I was married. We are like going through this divorce. I kind of had like what, like this like midlife crisis in a way. And then, you know, I was talking to my friend about like, who's a lesbian, like why, you know, how did she feel? Blah, blah. And at the end of the conversation, I like was feeling hot. Like, there was a spark, like I wanted to kiss her. I didn't, but I wanted to. And then she, you know, took this is her journey. And then she's talking about like how she was outed by the Post, which is also like very interesting because I feel like the Post and like Page Six, like they're always writing about the Real Housewives of New York. So it's almost like this weird, like full circle of the fact that they've like outed her.
Ramona called in.
That they basically called in to her, had the CEO and the, or not the CEO. No, she was the president. Yes, with the CEO and the head of PR. And then basically saying, hey, heard you're dating a girl. Confirm or deny. And, she said, and it was like an out-of-body experience where she says, confirm.
It just breaks my heart that it was like literally 3 weeks into this relationship.
Totally. Totally. That's and just like, brutal. And also like 3 weeks of her in her first relationship of figuring this all out and how she like, you know, what the differences and like, what's it like to be in this state where she's like having more questions than answers probably. And then she just has to like do this. Good on her.
Okay. Cass Blackbird is the Instagram. 316,000 followers, guys.
Oh, what is she? And she's a photographer. I thought you said Catbird at first. And I was like, oh, I love Cass. Jewelry.
Actually did some work on J. Crew. Oh, it looks like she did this L shot with Kaia Gerber. She sounds like she's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, great. I love that. I love a power couple. I love that.
Okay. So solved another mystery.
Wow. Put us on the case. Case for the FBI is a case for Summer Mary.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, she didn't want us to know that, but it was pretty easy to find out. So,
well, that you know, at that point too, we're in last fall. She might be more open about it now. You know, she just doesn't want to say it then. And I think, you know, Jenna's the smart one, right? Because Jessel, who's just giving everything away, Jenna's like, no, I know the cameras. And I thought too, I was wondering, like, one, is the relationship new? So she doesn't want to like put this information out there and then like potentially have it happen of what happened with her first relationship with right 3 weeks in. Two, maybe she was also unsure about the status there. So she didn't want to say that and then have it be news when it airs.
Right. Or Cass just doesn't want to be a part of
the
reality TV show.
Yeah. I'm just saying there was thought behind what she's saying. And I don't know that Jessel, again, who works in PR.
Right.
I don't know that she's planning these things out that much.
I agree with you. Or she's planned out to go on the show to get a divorce.
Sure. That too.
Which I think people do.
They 100% do. Sometimes it's their husbands that want it. Kelsey Grammer. You jerk.
That was truly wild. Basically, Kelsey Grammer is having a full-blown affair. He gets his wife to be on The Real Housewives so she has like a job and something to do.
Distraction.
Make some money so then he can come to her and say, and by the way, I want a divorce.
Thank you for telling us all that. None of us knew that happened on season one of Beverly Hills.
No, but it is truly wild that
it's like Jules and what's his name?
I don't know. I don't remember the man.
Jules
name.
And Michael. Was that his name?
Remember her putting a fork in a calzone
and hurting her little pistachio.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Maybe Jules will probably fit in with this cast.
I know. I was actually kind of, it made me think of like, okay, so if we had like Leah in the group or
I was Ebony, wondering, what do you think if Leah was in the group, how do you think?
No, I think that would have really kind of had a power dynamic.
Yep.
Like,
totally.
I have already done this show. I've already done Rugged. I'll show you girls the way.
What if she came in season three and they'd all have the same amount of seasons under their belt?
I kind of over Leah. I agree. I think everything's the Thailand rugged issue. Did you finish Thailand rugged?
I did, but it was uneventful. I mean, it was basically at the end was like Giselle hunting for this bottle of tequila where it's like, hey, stop being poor. You make money. Go buy a new bottle of tequila or just drink something else. You'll be fine.
They did steal it, by the way, at the end.
They did.
That is on Bravo. It's going to be on Bravo in July. Yeah.
I mean, we have, think about it, we have two Rehuggets waiting for us.
So we're going to get the one in the fall, right? The Brandy Glanville one?
We have to, right? But it's like, give it that to us now. I'm like, I want the New York City legacy Rehugget more than I want that one.
I think we're going to get that in the spring. That's like a 2024 to me.
No, that's a year. No, I think we get, probably. I'm just wishful thinking. Just give it to us. These things are so easy to produce. It's 8 days. I honestly, I'm so curious about the fourth one though, because remember, this is like the Caroline Manzo stuff and all that. Like, what if it just never sees the light of day?
No, I think we're going to see it pretty soon here.
I'm just not excited for that one as much as I am for
I'm worried legacy. It's going to be dark.
Yeah.
Right. Because it's like at the end of the day, we know Caroline Manzo feels it's impact versus intent. Like she felt violated. So it feels a little bit creepy to want to watch that.
Right.
And like, she's never going to do Housewives again. She feels very wronged by Brandy Glanville and taken advantage of.
Brandy is like doubling down, being like, not didn't happen, you know, all these different things. And I'm like, I just, again, don't know if we need to relive that since we already know what happened on social media. I'm like, give us fun. Like, we're having a blast with this show. We're having a blast with Orange County. Like, we are living in this moment a little bit lighter, free fun, feeling light, feeling good. Okay. We're in our summer bodies of Bravo shows, if you will.
I agree with that.
So it's just kind of like, you know, let's take another quick break and then let's come back to the Topping Rose dinner.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com, code program.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So
Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Okay, so we're at the Chopping Rose.
I love it too. I'm like, do you think that they passed by Bethany's house? Because remember, Bethany 100%. Told us she lives at the Chopping Rose. Carolyn Tinsley once stayed at the hotel right there because they didn't want to stay at Bethany's.
Right.
No, she's the beginning of the end for Carol and Bethany.
I wouldn't be surprised if like Aaron and Bethany knew each other.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised actually if Bethany recommended a lot of these women. So remember, she recommended Leah.
Ooh. Interesting. Okay.
That Bethany, who wants like nothing to do with it. Okay. I'm also, you know, I've been listening to Daddy Diaries too. And it's also interesting because he's like talking about, oh, you know, it's Andy's idea to do a legacy and a new cast. That was his idea. They, you know, Bravo went for it. And he said, you know, Bethany, which we don't think we get her back, but she basically said like, make me an offer I can't refuse. But she did refuse it. So the offer was not good. It was an offer she could refuse to come back to legacy, that whole thing. And then it sounds, you know, anyways.
The whole funny thing about her too is like, you don't need any more money. So if you want to do the show and have fun and be in the limelight, which I actually think that's what you're craving, and that's why you do your YouTube show, that's why you become a CVS influencer. You crave the attention. There's so much narcissism there.
I think it's actually a lot of these women, though, crave. They get a little taste of it. Now, some of them need it to survive, right? Like
Sonia, Dorinda, Sonia, Lou.
Yeah. Honestly, the only one I don't feel like actually does is Ramona.
Yeah, she actually has money.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if she has money. She just doesn't, you know. She doesn't.
No, she has money.
But it's like all of them. Like all
the jewelry
of them,
business. Like, the Christian.
Oh, true faith business. True faith. I don't know if that's even still around, is it?
It's definitely not, but they made their money at the right time and probably invested it correctly. And she still has her house in the Hamptons, her apartment in New York City. She's in Palm Beach half the year, then Aspen. She lives a nice life for a 6-year-old woman.
She does. Good for her.
Or for a 30-year-old woman.
Yeah, I'm like, I would take that. Yeah, I'm like, I'd be Avery. Like, where are we going this week, Mom?
Turtle
you
time.
And me against the world.
I've never listened to their podcast. I should give it a try.
You have a lot of time this summer.
It does. These days, they go by so fast.
The days are short, but the years are long.
The summer days, they truly, you get more sunlight, but the hours fly by. They really do. I don't even know what I do all day, but it flies.
But you do something. You do something and you make it to the next
day.
One. You make
I
it to the next
something
one.
Something every day. And I don't watch TV during the day. I really don't.
It does really go by, though. I think like because you'll probably go run an errand and then like while you're out, you'll stop somewhere else. And then like maybe it takes you like a little bit longer to get out of the house than you normally would. Then you're also having a cup of coffee and you're enjoying your coffee. You know, maybe you're like scrolling through, reading the news. It just time
oh my God,
TikToks,
wait.
You know?
What? The other day, like your weekly time on your phone.
Oh, no. Mine's always been high, though. I bet you're going to give me a number and I'll be like, oh, that's normal. That's less than my normal.
It was 8 hours and 25 minutes a day.
Okay. Okay. That's at least me weekly.
Really?
But I use my phone for like work. Like you, when you're at work, you don't touch your phone. So those like, I'm like looking, like I'm like checking things all the time. Like I'm on my phone a lot. Or if you're like traveling and you watch a show on your phone or something, like that counts towards screen time. Like I'm on my phone.
Oh, okay. That makes me feel a little bit better.
Yeah. No, I'm on my phone. I mean, it's not healthy.
Right.
But if it makes you feel better, if someone who uses their phone throughout the day to, like, you know, I'll be talking to someone like, oh, let me look at that up real never quick.
Never had it that high. So it's
also disturbing. I mean, you like to talk on the phone. That counts.
I love talking on the phone.
Yeah. So that counts. So I'm sure in your summer times, you're probably really dialing the digits.
If I am not in the car having a phone call, it's not a good ride.
Yeah. What about if you're listening to Jeff Lewis?
Well, that's a good ride.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously.
But no, I want to talk on the phone my whole car ride.
Yeah. I mean, who's like, do you have now on your phone? Sorry, pivoting for a second. Your phone. Yeah. Do you have favorites listed?
On the text messages, I have like three ones at the top. My sisters, my family, and Michael. So basically just my family.
Wow.
The Mahoney, okay, that hurts. Mahoney, the sisters, and then Michael.
That hurts.
Sorry.
Okay.
I have
six on top. I don't like having I don't want nine. Nine to me is a little aggressive.
I didn't even know. Somebody the other day, I didn't know how to use that function. So somebody showed me the other day.
How to pin some of your popular text chains.
So I would say I've had this for 3 months.
Welcome.
3 months. Welcome.
But here's the thing I don't like about the pins.
Okay.
If someone likes a comment, I don't know what comment that they liked if it's been higher up. Like, you know how sometimes you have a group text and there's like 50 texts that come through. And let's say I haven't looked at my phone. So I like one of the top texts. It'll be like, oh, Courtney liked this. I don't know what it is after the fact. Whereas if I see one of the chains that's just, you know, across, I'll say like, Mary liked blah, 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 blah. Oh,
okay. Who are your top six? Who are your top six?
My mom, my fam, our group of friends, a couple of my group of friends here. Mm-hmm. And then I have two other like random group chats.
Okay. Gotcha.
So,
Book club.
Yes, book club is on there. Mary's been trying to get into book club, but she's in one called This Is Not Book Club. So, and we told her if she came and visited us, we would put her in book club, and she didn't.
I had to go skiing.
Mm-hmm. Again, guys, skiing in May. That's a different story. Anyways, but yes, but I've had like you just can't. Nine is too much because then it takes also away from the screen.
I don't think I like the six. Three is fine for me.
The six isn't bad. Let me show you what I'm working with here. It's not bad.
Oh, yeah. And they all have pictures and stuff.
And they all have pictures.
So not one of mine has a picture either.
See, that's
so do you good. Make the picture?
In the group chats, we have them, yes.
Well, I know the anchor one.
The anchor one, yes. My book club one is a picture of the three of us. I'm not that
into technology. Just an old-fashioned girl.
I think it's no, but truthfully, I understand how you feel. Again, sorry, guys. I know we're talking about Roni, but you know what? We'll get there. But when I was like doing hair, and I wasn't on my phone either because I didn't even like own a computer. I was like so low technology because I was like, you didn't need to be on a screen for that, which I feel is probably very similar with teaching in the sense of like, maybe you're using a projector, but you're really more like hands-on.
Yeah.
So you crave a screen in general.
My year in pre-K, you really don't use technology in the classroom. So
yeah. So like
thriving.
Yeah. So you're just not like where it's like, oh, it's easier to do this. You're just kind of like, you don't think about it. Like I didn't own a laptop when I did hair because I'm like, what the hell do I need a laptop for?
Right.
I have my phone. So I think it just really depends on like, so when you say 8 hours, I'm like, oh yeah, well, I work in tech. So like, I'm always on like a computer or phone or whatever. So it's no big deal. You know,
let's go back to Jessel not sleeping with her husband, but she said they used to sleep with each other 3 to 4 times a week. And then Uba, who claimed she was a starfish the week before, says that she has sex multiple times in a night.
Sure.
Controversial.
Is it?
I think it's controversial in that she said the week before, like, she's the submissive, and then that she says she has sex multiple times in a night.
Well, I think what it is like, if you're like, if you don't have like a constant boyfriend or a husband, if you're going to hook up with somebody, not in like maybe a one night stand, but maybe it's like somebody who's just like on your roster and it's not a weekly, like it's every so often. And you're like, yeah, maybe you're having like at night and then we wake up and I have morning, you know, yeah, it's just
an afternoon delight. Then you have sex before you go to bed. Then you wake up at 2 a.m. and have sex again. Then at 6 a.m. Then he says, so 10, so you have sex again.
I think I want to go to Jessel's route now. Sounds just, ouch. Ouch. It just feels like that would hurt.
So Uva does not drink. Jenna doesn't drink. Because I feel like they needed this night to have some drinks.
That's why I think Brynn needed to be there, because I think Brynn is one of the instigators of like getting people to unwind and like be silly.
I agree.
So that's why I was like, you know, also Uva with the compass.
Yeah, she needed to sit north.
But they're like, do you always do this?
I respect it.
I think that was a ploy for the cameras.
Who is Billie Jean King?
What? I knew you were not going to know. Billie Jean King, the tennis star?
No.
What? There's literally a movie starring Emma Stone and Steve Carell within like the past like 3 years.
Oh, okay.
About Billie Jean King and like playing like a men's versus women.
Okay.
Mary.
Don't know it. Sorry.
You know, that's funny though. I was like, Mary's either going to be like, what an idiot, or then be like, I literally didn't know it. What the
hell? Oh, Battle of the Sexes. I do remember that movie.
What the hell? She's a bit.
Didn't know it.
That hurts. That hurts my feelings a little bit.
Jenna wouldn't like me. I want her to like me so bad.
Yeah, Jenna. Well, I just also left you because I just thought about the fact that Battle of the Sexes. Thank you. I couldn't remember the name, but that movie had come out. So it was like with Steve Carell and Emma Stone are big names. So it's like, it was funny to me for them not to know in reference to that movie being relatively like.
Well, she didn't say the movie.
I know, but you'd think that the name would at least, I don't know. I was surprised that nobody said, oh, Michael Jackson? Billie Jean's my lover.
No, he's canceled.
Well, I'm just saying, it's just.
I really don't like
that
it.
That bothered me that none of you guys knew that.
That bothers me that people still play Michael Jackson. It's not okay. Okay. Anyways. So, Uba finds the best coconut milk. She loves it. She brings it to the table, puts it in front of Jessel. We finish up our dinner and then we go and we put on our lingerie. And I really do think it was funny that Jenna, who brought the lingerie, did not participate in wearing the lingerie.
This is something I actually did like about Aaron. Before they did the lingerie, Aaron came out basically in like sweatpants and an old t-shirt. Not sure what the wheelbarrow headstand was that she was trying to do where her boobs were kept falling out of it.
Yes.
But I did like that she like wasn't pretentious in a set. She was like, I'm coming out in my sweats.
Yeah. Like, I feel like Jessel shouldn't have even put it on. Like, or put it on, try it on. You don't like it. Hey, not for me. I'm not going to wear it. Like, don't make it a big deal. Don't say it's ugly. Don't say it's a Christmas tree. Jenna is having a completely normal reaction because she's horrified that this woman is making so much fun of her gift. She doesn't know what to say. She feels so uncomfortable. She wants to hide in her shell. She wants to go to her room. And also, we kind of find out a little bit, like, Jenna always shows her, she calls it her landing strip because she has
scars. It's not scars, but hyperpigmentation. Is that what she said?
Mm-hmm.
But Jenna's so pretty.
Of like connects for me more though.
Yeah. No, I felt we learned a lot about her vulnerabilities this week, which made her more likable.
I'm like, I feel like if anyone else in the cast was hanging open with like all those, everything hanging out, I'd be offended. But because it's her, I'm not.
You'd be offended?
I don't know. I'd be like, what is she doing? But for me, Jenna, you could do no
I know, it worked. It just worked. Yes. Because she's so effortlessly cool. She literally like you said. It,
we would be like, what is going on? Did you see her boobs out? No, we wouldn't. Like Dorit, the first season, when her boobs were like
bolted on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think she's just like she really does give me Carol Radzivill I just will always say that because of Lou, but gives her like that vibe when she first came on the show and she just was like cool New
effortless.
York. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
just her true authentic self.
Like Jenna's outfit, even like where she comes in like jeans and like a beanie and like whatever. And I'm like, she just cool. That outfit, like if I put it on, I would not look cool. Like Jenna looks cool. She puts on like 10 sizes too big pants for her that are just like baggy and flowy. And I'm like, so cool.
I know.
God, just so cool.
We have crushes.
Yeah. Two crushing girls. Jenna, we love you.
So are you going to give Aaron a chance? Mm-hmm. What did she do wrong this episode besides not help them with the bags, even though she opened up her entire home?
Yeah. I mean, everybody else annoyed me more than she annoyed me. Like Psy was like, oh, one of my favorites. And now I'm kind of like, eh,
a little over the top.
Yeah. So Jenna, I'm going to put Jenna as number one this week.
I agree with you.
I'm going to put Jenna as number one. Number two.
Aaron for me. And then okay. Uba. So basically, I have the same
gonna
top
say,
three.
I was going to say maybe Uba, but the kitchen thing bothered me. I was like, I'm just like, that's just so rude to walk into someone. She's like, don't have a door there if you don't want me entering it kind of thing. And it's like, well,
I love that, though. Like, she's carefree. She just wants to check in on things. She's like welcoming. She's warm. If we did that, that would be a hell no. But she doesn't.
We would get kicked out of the restaurant. Like, even the staff was like, what the fuck, when they went to the kitchen, but then saw the camera and was like, ha.
Could you imagine this, like, 6 foot stunning tall woman comes in and wants to see her cooking? You'd be like, let me show you how I chop my onions.
No, not if I was in a very busy restaurant. Although it didn't look as busy.
Nobody was in there. It's off season.
We're in fall. You're right. Yeah. Basically winter. And it's pouring. You know?
I'm not going to have fun.
Sai was at the bottom of my list. Sai was number five for me. Then I'm going to go four, Jessel. I'll go three. You know what? Three. I'll give Uba. I'll give Aaron two. But there's a big difference between one and two for Jenna to Aaron for me.
Okay. Wow.
Can
Aaron,
I give you that? Can so I give you that?
The beginning of this the worst, podcast.
She's the lesser of the evils.
You couldn't stand her. And now she's your number two.
But like a number. Whoa. Like 100. And then 101, 102, 103, 104. And then Jenna's at one. Like, there's still a big gap for me. Okay,
that's fair.
But I like the luxury that she gave us, too. Like, I want, like, that home, which used to be a bedroom. Now it's a living room. Oh, 6,500. Yeah, I will tell people, like, this is a great place to trip at.
6,500 is so big. So big. Seven bathrooms. They all have their own bathrooms.
Luckies. Amazing. Luckies. And then they could also, and then they have two others. Those lucky ducks and a pool if they need another bathroom.
We haven't even got to see the backyard. Do you think she has a pool?
She does have a pool. You could see it when they were in the living room.
I didn't see it.
Hot tub? Yes. We didn't get that far. It was just from the
tiki torches. Tiki torches?
Didn't check. Didn't see. It was just in the background. It was getting dark.
What if Leah told Bravo about these women? That seems more.
Because Leah said she wanted to be on Legacy. She did not want to be on the newbie season.
Really shot herself in the foot there. She's done with reality TV, with Bravo, I think.
Or you mean Bravo's done with her?
Yes.
Yeah. She's just perpetually kind of a victim and everything happens to her.
Debbie Downer just gets
a little grating after a while. Got it. Anyways, I want Brynn to show up because I think we need to inject a little bit more fun. Like, I feel she brings a party with her, whether it's going to annoy you or not. She's going to turn it up.
I love, like, someone openly saying they want to sleep with someone, you know?
Yeah.
Like, to their face.
Yeah.
After meeting them for, like, 30 minutes.
Okay, so honestly, that's fun. Maybe Bryn's number two, and she was in 10 seconds of this episode for me. Number two. She gets the number two spot. Everyone moved down one. And that's on that. Anything else to cover?
No.
All right. Well, then we'll see you next week for the next episode.
All right. See you later. Bye.